morning madhouse. No limit, Larry in here morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah.
That's what they say, man. Don't stop. Keep going, man. We almost there, man. We almost at the finish line. We almost at the top bit, dog. Let's keep going. Let's keep pushing. It's a Friday! It's a Friday! That's right. It's a Friday! Inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 72 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Man, you're looking for some sunshine. It'll be out there later on in the morning. Look like drizzling in some spots this morning, too. High's going to be right near 87. And we're going to be in the mid to late 80s all weekend long. No 90-degree temperatures, and the temperature is falling. It's falling all next week to the early to mid 80s. So today, high near 87, 72 degrees. And in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, dude?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Yacht?
I am wonderful. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Woke up to some... woke up to some
in BS. In your elbow.
Yeah, man.
Bend your elbow.
I'm eating the peanuts this morning.
In your elbow,
I got
though.
It. I got
all right, thank
I
you.
I got it. Yeah, y'all good? You had a good night last night?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, the man I was with me this morning, y'all said, what's up, the comedian, baby?
I say good morning.
Everybody in Rocky.
Good morning.
Everybody in Fort Mill. Wax off.
Good morning.
Shout out America.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
What's up with it?
What's going on, my boy?
I'm good, man. Y'all?
I'm cooling, man. It's Friday. You already
it's Friday. Happened. How was your night last
night? My night was good. It was great last night. People been asking for videos, so I went and made a video last night. About one of the songs that I can make about anything.
Okay. So when your video drop?
My video will be dropping this either tomorrow or Sunday.
Oh, it take that long to put it together?
You gotta edit it. Oh, this is professional. I didn't do it with the phone.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I did it for real.
With the phone, it can be professional too.
No, you're right. But this one was, I mean, real camera, sound mics, lights. You know, it got real.
Oh, you didn't invite me and Jessica out for the videos? You didn't invite
her. Yeah, I told you I was shooting.
Yeah, when you told us that?
Other than
me. Yeah, life. All right. Shout out to my boy Northside Rocky, man. Went and hung out with him last night. Shout out to Bunyetta, Butterfingers, DJ Midnight, Big Les, Northside Rocky, man. An artist out of Durham, Bull City, North Carolina. Dropped a brand new album, actually. Came out early this morning with Midnight. But he had his listening party. Exclusive listening party last night at Got 3 Studios. So I went and did that on yesterday. Of course, I went and hung out with Black Love Charlotte as we fed the homeless. And shout out to G-Mac, Gary McFadden. He came through, and he was coming through to make sure we had everything we needed for our sleep out, which is actually tomorrow. Shout out to Kendall Fields. Hung out with her. She was out there yesterday, too, as we get prepared for our sleep out, which is going down. As Bourbon would say, tomorrow. We start at 6 p.m. and we're going to Sunday at 6 p.m. So tomorrow, 710 North Tryon Street, you know, raising money and awareness for our homeless situation here in the city. I think everybody now, eyes have been, you know, opened up to what's going on as far as the homeless situation. But now we got to raise some money for, you know, to help with the care because, their services are still closed down for the most part. And, you know, we got to care on all of our citizens here in the city of Charlotte. So thank you to everybody who helped put the first annual Sleep Out Charlotte together with the Fields Foundation, Black Love Charlotte, myself, and everybody that's involved. Look forward to it, though. Look forward to it this weekend. And also tomorrow is the homegoing services for Mr. Lee. His services is tomorrow, so I'll be attending that tomorrow as well. But got home last night, you know, took my shower, everything, went to sleep. And my wife jumps up. Like, oh, my God, somebody coming through the pipes. I'm like, what you talking about? I'm asleep. You know, I sleep hard. She don't sleep hard. She jump up at the slightest thing. Oh, my God, somebody coming through the pipes. I'm like, what? So we wake up. And we discovered that our water is off. So we like, what's going on? Like, did they come cut the water off overnight? Like, that's what they do? They come through at night and cut the water off? So I said, let me check the bill. And make, you know what I mean? The bill, because I think we still up under the ordinance where they can't cut nothing off. So check that. Call 311. Check that. Then I said, well, let me check around the neighborhood and see if they working. And lo and behold, they got the streets blocked. They digging up a whole street. So everybody in my neighborhood, my whole neighborhood, everybody don't have water this morning. So the way I had to brush my teeth and stuff this morning, I had, you know, my bottle of water I've been bringing in here.
I had to
wash my face and why brush my teeth. Water? Because they said, so I talked to one of the guys, I don't know, I call him a foreman, I don't think he's a foreman, but one of the guys that was out there working, he said they think that the earthquake that hit the city kind of shifted some stuff underground, so they have to go in there and fix it. Mm. So we don't know how long the water in our neighborhood is going to be out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think I'm going to a hotel.
So what you're saying is you ain't take a shower.
I started the conversation with saying I take a shower at night and then wake up and freshen myself up.
Okay.
Today's inspirational power word of the morning is from Pastor R.J. Davis.
Stinky.
Never. You never smell mistake ever in your life. Pastor R.J. Davis of Nation Ford Community Church. I hate this family. I'm going to get me a new family because I don't like talking to y'all.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. How does looking to God really help fix my marriage, help raise my children, or do a better job at work? Can God really help with all of these areas of life? Well, sure he can. But the thing to understand is that this is not about a self-improvement program. It's about a relationship. Real change doesn't come from outward conformity to rules, but inward transformation. The deepest problems of life do not find their solutions in a book, seminar, or 10-step program, but rather at the foot of the cross where Jesus conquered sin and death. When we try to be godly in our own strength, we only end up frustrated. But when we are in a constant, ongoing fellowship with God, he renews us day by day from the inside out. Let me encourage you today to remain connected to Christ and continue to be transformed day by day. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Ooh, No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, 607, 7 minutes out to 6 o'clock. High today in the Queen City is going to be right there at 87. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse Nation, it is time for your Madhouse question of the day. You can always look it up using hashtag MHQOTD. And today we want to know, what is the best game to play at a cookout? Weekend is here. You might be getting together with a couple of friends to cook out. So, what's the best game? What game y'all gonna play?
Spades. The best game to play at a cookout is spades. We play spades at the cookout table, waiting on the food, talking junk. I be about to knock the liquor over because you know me, I get hyped when I'm winning. And I'm always winning when I play spades. Okay, except the last time I played, we got whooped, but it's all right.
Man, this one is hard. Because we play so many games. We play spades. We play Jenga. We play cornhole.
Cornhole is fun.
You be hating on cornhole. It's fun, though.
Cornhole is fun.
We play a lot of drinking games.
Do we?
The big one. I'm not going to say that this one is particularly my favorite one. However, the big one that gets a lot of people going is the cornhole.
the cornhole. They get real serious at cornhole.
Yeah, cornhole is dope if you got it. Yeah. If you got it in your backyard or wherever you at, it's real fun.
Yeah.
Black people don't really know how to play.
Spades is only limited to 4 people, so you got to have a whole bunch of cards in order for everybody to get involved. So I'm gonna say taboo. Because taboo, you can do men versus women, couples versus couples. It's different ways you can do it. Parents versus kids. And everybody can get involved when playing taboo. So I'm going to say I'm going with taboo.
There it is. What's your favorite game to play at a cookout? Let us know. Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
Good morning to you, Nosy Neighbors. It is 6:18. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Michael B. Jordan's former house assistant and former publicist is dropping some Nosy Neighbor news. He was doing an interview, and he described the actor as a big flirt, saying he would flirt with a wall. Then he went to talk about an incident that took place in Michael's closet. He said, I was in his closet, and he was like, are we going to kiss? And then the publicist goes, Michael. And then Michael goes, I just like to josh around with you. Nothing more happened, even though the publicist admitted that he would have loved it if something did. Yeah, I said he. It's a guy. So, all right. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want to
know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
So we're gonna act like that just didn't happen.
Let me ask you this question. For your close friends, your close male friends that you're very, very
Justin,
tight with.
What about it?
You're very, very tight with your closest one.
What about it?
Do you all ever play around like that?
Hell no.
I know guys that do that.
Do what?
That would like play around like that.
Like be like, I'm gonna give you a kiss?
Yes.
It's never happened,
but I do know guys that play, and they're straight. These are straight guys.
You got tendencies.
These are straight guys.
You straight got tendencies. That's what it is. You straight got tendencies.
Yeah, so y'all have never done that.
Man, my friends, the only thing I've done is like I might play with Burpee or my boy Simi. I'd be like, that's my boyfriend. That's it.
What the hell? You told somebody that about me?
I told it. Yeah, on your live one day. I was like,
no, hell,
boyfriend.
No hell you didn't.
But we ain't never did nothing in no closet talking about, hey, give me a kiss. That's too far. You got tendencies, bro.
But hold on, Larry.
You got tendencies, bro.
Is it the area in which you say something like that that determines if you have tendencies? Because you just said, I've said that Burpee is my boyfriend or somebody like that. I mean, does if you were to say that in a closet, would it make it more?
Damn right. First of all, what the hell me and Burpee doing in the closet together? Second of all, you said this man is talking like he flirting. That's flirting. That's what they doing. What you just read, that's flirting. I ain't never did that. No, hell no.
I ain't never came close to flirting with a dude. I ain't never thought about saying nothing crazy like that to a dude.
Even if you're the jokester. And I'm not, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I'm a jokester too, but
no.
Michael B. The B must stand for booty. This is what he like.
I actually saw this interview with this guy.
The B stand for booty.
That's why publicists get fired because y'all talk too damn much. Sit down somewhere,
but see, this story it has too many puns in it. It's a dude with another dude in the closet talking about kissing.
Well, he was the house assistant.
I'll tell it too.
It's not crazy that he was in the closet. He's the house assistant.
But when they talk about guys in the closet, they mean
it. Okay, I see what you're saying.
I don't know.
It's too many puns.
Way too many puns in this.
Two guys in the closet. Won't y'all come on out that closet now? Michael B, come on out the closet, big dog.
Come on out the closet.
They still gonna love you anyway, bro. They still gonna love you. It don't matter.
There it is. That's the story.
I don't even want to talk no more.
The girls in the hood. Pot
out of WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B right now. Megan Thee Stallion, Girls in the Hood. You know she's on the song with Cardi B, WAP. Well, my boy Plies, baby. You know he done came up with a remix. He got a remix to WAP. You can go to his page at Plies on IG and check out the Plies WAP remix. And Ms. Jessica, you just reported about Michael B. Jordan and his house assistant.
Now, this is the story that is coming from his house assistant. Michael B. Jordan has not participated in this conversation.
Why would you?
He did not reply to this or anything like this. This is strictly coming from this man.
Good morning, big dog.
What's up, man? It's I Am The Davis from Instagram. How you doing?
What up?
What up, boy?
Good morning.
What up, my boy? What up, Jessica? How you doing?
Wonderful.
I understand what you're saying, and heck no, should no guy be doing no kissing, no flirting with your homies, or none of that. None of that.
Nah.
But tell me this, though. Who started the smack in the butt in sports?
That's a good question. I got to do some research on that.
Let me ask you this.
I don't know who started that.
My coaches, good question.
My coaches didn't smack me on the butt, though. They hit my helmet, or we high-fived in basketball. So my coaches, they weren't like that.
They ain't do all that.
But I have seen it done before.
You got smacked on the butt when y'all been out there playing basketball. Cut it out.
Nah. I don't recall.
I can't say that it hasn't happened.
Yeah, cut it out.
Remember,
probably when I was 8.
Because y'all are so in tune
with the game, and so your adrenaline is pumping, and you're focused on the game that you probably didn't even realize it happened. Yeah. But y'all can't tell me that y'all ain't got smacked on the butt.
I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah. I'm with him though. I want to know who started that though.
Well, let me ask you this: Do you all play around? Because both of you all have siblings, male siblings.
Yeah.
I'm Burpee's real brother. But have you all ever been like, come here, give me a kiss, man?
You know who my brother is. That's not going to happen.
In a joking manner.
I'm not saying
that y'all are gay.
I know what you mean. You did such
a good job. Come here, give me a kiss and a hug or something. Like, y'all ain't never done that with your brother?
No.
You had to ask my brother. I don't recall
First of
doing
all,
that like that.
I'm not too sure that I would ever want to say that to my brother.
Look, let me tell you something. James is not interested in you.
I know.
I hope not. Because that's a whole nother type of
concord. That's a whole different conversation right there.
I'm going to let you put it out there like that. But no, I'm just wondering if that's, I mean, I know guys play around, but not
to the extent that this house guest is talking about.
But I'm saying it in a joking manner.
No.
Especially if it's like your sibling.
Because see, when you got a house assistant and you joke around like that, you might be taking I'm talking from the Michael B. Jordan point of view.
You got a house assistant
that you joking around with like that. You might be taking a shower. He might be joking around and bring his ass in there and open that shower.
Let me tell you something. Michael B. Jordan, we got
a whole nother conversation.
Look at me.
See, that's too much.
And say, are we going to kiss? I'm going to say, hell yeah.
Bye, Jessica.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Good morning to you, the birds. You know what it is, man. Your Madhouse Classic tote bag belongs to that boy, Akon. Akon told you he was locked up back in 2004, boy. Went down like that. And, of course, Akon has been in the news lately because he said y'all need to get over slavery. Locked up. Your Madhouse throwback, Power 98. Your Morning Madhouse Classic throwback right there. Yeah, Akon, Styles P, locked up, taking it back to 2004. And Akon, like I said, has been in the news recently because he said, y'all need to get over slavery. We need to move forward, push forward, and push forward as a people. What y'all think about that, Madhouse Nation? Burp, Jess?
It's sort of hard to do that when you're still going through, you know, racism. You know, it's hard to get over that. So, I mean, I need to read more about the story. I need to see in what context he's saying it.
Okay. Barrett, what you think about it?
You're giving us one part of an interview, Larry, and it's
y'all need to get over slavery and y'all need to push forward and begin to progress as a people.
He's talking to black people?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the
why
context.
Why is he saying that?
Yeah, like what was
it? I don't know. I just seen that part, to be honest.
Yeah, why is he saying that? What is he talking about? A specific incident with somebody or something? You know,
I was just wondering what y'all
thought. A little bit more.
He on his Kanye. That's what he on.
You think he on his Kanye?
A little hard to do that,
Kanye.
Sir.
I don't think he's on his Kanye. Khaled, Drake, man, and Drake has
what
a brand.
What you think, Larry?
Now, I don't think we'll ever be able to get over it. You know what I mean? I think we can definitely progress forward as a people, but just get over it and not remember that it happened or whatever. Nah, but I think we definitely can press forward as a people. In the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B on the way to your madhouse. We're gonna let y'all shine next hour, and we got more of the music you like, man. It's a Friday inside the madhouse. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Start the whip, turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And yes, man, just reading this morning, and I stumbled upon this article that says that you can apply for this job. Would y'all like this job? Basically, having sex for money. Okay, let me explain. So what it
please,
is?
Please.
So what it is? So what it is? It's a mattress type company. They're looking for couples to have sex on 8 different mattresses, and they're gonna pay the couples $3,000 and give them a free mattress at the end. So would y'all be interested?
Do I have to sleep on a mattress after somebody else has slept on
it? No. They bring you a brand new mattress. So it's an 8-week program. They bring you a new mattress. So say like you start today. They'll give you a mattress for a week, and then they come back and replace it the next week. So the mattresses that they're using are the 8 top rated mattresses for sex. And they saying they're doing this in honor of National Couples Day, which is August 18th, which is next week. So, would y'all be interested in it? Sign me up. $3,000. And you get a free mattress at the end of it.
My dog walked that ass on that mattress.
But listen, here go the criteria. But look, Burp, here go the criteria. You gotta rate the mattresses in.
Oh, it was a 10.
No, you gotta.
The mattress, fool.
It was very comfortable. When I was on my mat.
You gotta rate the mattresses in these categories. Bounciness.
These are things that are important. Bounciness is important.
Bounciness, noise, firmness, and support. Comfort, cooling, and overall score.
Oh yeah,
those are all important though when it comes to a mattress because some mattresses are hotter than others, and you know you're a little high. You're
need
high.
A little criteria sheet on the nightstand. I get to it.
And the ad support. What you doing on the ad stuff?
I had me answering mine during. Hold on.
But that thing did bounce a little bit.
I heard it squeak. So hold on
about
a second.
They get a two on squeaking. I'm bouncing.
I might be upset a little bit if I'm doing my thing. I'm going real good, and it don't bounce the well. Hold on, wait a second. Give me
the
seat. Marker X.
So they're actually going to be choosing 5 couples to participate in this. And if you want to take part.
How the hell do you sign up is the question.
I got the link. I'm going to send you the link.
No. Don't send me the link.
Why not?
Yeah.
Send me the link.
Hey, Dad, send me the link. Go ahead. Send
I don't know why.
Send that to my personal email.
As a matter of fact, you heard what Burpee said. Don't send in the link. It's a better chance that I'll get in. Send me.
Right.
Because I'm on there, but go and send that to my personal email.
Send me the link.
You married, though. You supposed to get the link.
Send me the link, Larry.
I'm looking.
Why are you trying to convince Burpee?
Oh, no, you don't have to convince me. The $3,000 convinced me.
I'm looking. I'm going to send it to you.
We can get all that done in 4 minutes, 32 seconds.
How many, Bert?
4 minutes, 32 seconds.
8 mattresses, 50 pumps each mattress.
That's about right.
That's not bad. 50
pumps? Nah.
50 pumps per mattress?
I'm trying to come to look. I need another.
I'm Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know how we get it in inside the madhouse. It's that Lil Mosey Blueberry Faygo. It's Friday, and of course, it's time to let y'all shine. You know how we do it, man. We just want to hear some of that positivity out there. We need to spread positivity in this negative world. So if you got somebody out there you doing something good for, somebody's doing something good for you, your kids doing big things, we want to hear about it. You know, school starting next week, baby. Yep. You know what I mean? So there it is. Let them shine. 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. If you got somebody you need to put on the shine list, it could be their birthday. They could just be doing something good. They starting their own business. They doing something big. Let them hear it. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy. You know how it go down. It's that little baby, Moses Carter. Don't listen to the haters. No, I'm in Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is, man.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Yeah. Y'all know how it go down, but we're gonna let y'all shine. We're gonna let y'all shine.
Shine.
We're gonna let y'all shine.
Now 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine? I said, Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I am trying to let my aunt, Evelyn Hunter, in the gas house shine because it's her birthday. Sing to her, Miss Jessica.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
to your aunt.
Why did you do
it? Happy birthday to your auntie.
Why?
Happy birthday to your auntie. Happy birthday to her.
Get him out of there.
Oh, it's winning. Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine? I say Power 98, good morning. Are you letting somebody shine?
Good morning, No Limit. I would like to let my 6-year-old twins, Pierre and Pilar, shine today. They have turned the big six on today. So I want to let them shine, and I hope they have a blessed day.
Amen.
All right, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, man. Big, big shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. I want to shout out to my homegirl, Demita. She just started her own business, Black Owned Beauty Store, and it's actually going to be the largest Black Owned Beauty Store in the Southeast. Right here in Charlotte, University City Boulevard. She's actually hiring too, so if you need a job, you can go to my Facebook page and you can check it out and get the information on how you can get hired. So shout out to all my female sisters out there doing their thing. Keep shining, y'all. Miss Jessica's on the way with that Nosy Neighbor News at 7:24.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
Nosy Neighbors, your Nosy Neighbor News is right around the corner. Let's see, what are we going to be talking about today? I got an update on Nick Cannon in his lawsuit against Viacom CBS. A celebrity couple announced that they are about to have a baby. And Travis Scott is teaming up with a company for a clothing line. What company is it?
Oh, man, you know Travis Scott going to go on right on over there to Hustle Gang.
Wrangler.
This answer is going to surprise you all when I tell you what it is. That is coming
up
in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
Rockwell.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. And here's a little bit of Nosy Neighbor News for you. At midnight, Drake dropped a brand new song. It's in a video. The video is like a 5-minute ad for Nike. It was actually shot at Nike's headquarters in Oregon. In the video, you're going to see appearances from Odell Beckham Jr., Marshawn Lynch, Kevin Durant, and word is Nike and OVO are teaming up and a new shoe could surface in 2021.
What the hell is going on here?
Hey, nosy neighbors, Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, August 14th. Well, we now know what John Legend and Chrissy Teigen have been up to during this quarantine. Word is the couple are expecting baby number 3. In the video for John's song, Wild, it was suggested that people stick around for a surprise at the end of the video. In the end, John was holding Chrissy from behind as she cradled her belly. No due date was announced, but Chrissy is now on social media showing off her baby bump. Congratulations to her. Cardi B spent a pretty penny to make sure that the crew on her WAP video set were safe. Word is the rapper spent $100,000 on COVID testing. She went on to say that the scariest part of shooting the video was the scene with the snakes. She says, I was naked and one of them peed all over me. As far as the controversy of the song that she's been receiving, she says, I knew it was going to have a big impact, I guess, because of me and Megan, but I didn't know it was going to be so controversial. I never expected.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That conservatives and Republicans were going to be talking about the song. Remember earlier this week I told you all that Nick Cannon was suing Viacom CBS for $1.5 billion? Well, Nick is saying that that is fake news. Nick's people say that the lawsuit is the furthest thing from his mind and yet he is more focused on bringing people together. Travis Scott has teamed up with McDonald's for a fashion line. Promotion of the streetwear collaboration is expected to start soon. I told you you'd be shocked by that one. No other details are available at this time. Lil Romeo and Bow Wow, fans, get ready. It looks like the documentary on the two is on the way. The two are coming together to tell their unique rise to the top of the charts at such a young age. Romeo says the documentary is already in the works, but no other details are available at this time. Happy birthday to Halle Berry, Marseille Martin, and Magic Johnson. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
Neighborhood. Power 98.
Miss Jessica.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
Find out why Larry's mad.
You damn right I'm mad.
Only on Power 98.
You know what time it is inside the madhouse. It's 7:40 and it's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Hashtag Larry Mad today is being brought to you by Roof Chris. And you know, Power 98 Roof Chris presents a special $80 gift card for only $50. Right now, you can get a Roof Chris $80 gift card for $50. All you got to do is available for a limited time at the Uptown location or the South Park location. Of course, you can log on to power98fm.com or roof-chris.com. Make sure y'all check it out. But at $80 for that $50 is pretty good at Roof Chris. So go on and get that. All right. Hashtag Larry Mad. Of course, on my Instagram page, I am No Limit Larry. Today, Larry is mad at Darius Sessoms. Darius Sessoms of Wilson, North Carolina. This young man walked outside of his house and proceeded to find a five-year-old kid riding his bike and shot this boy point blank range, execution style. Outside, the boy's dad ran outside And Darius was still standing there. Because I don't know if he was in shock that he did such a thing or he just was that cold-blooded. Stood there. The boy's dad couldn't even move because all he could do was grab his son. And they actually had, like, 911 audio. I didn't want to play it this morning because it's just that terrifying and it's just that horrid. But what would make a human being walk outside of their house, find a five-year-old kid, and shoot them point blank range in the head execution style? And then you wait and then you leave once the man called 911, you take off. They did catch Darius. He is now in police custody, up in Wilson, North Carolina. They found him in Goldsboro, but man, I don't know what's on people's mind. I don't know what's on people's heart, but a lot of people are saying, man, I can't believe nobody's talking about this. Where's this kid's outrage? Because the kid that he shot was white. And I always say on our show, like, you know, my thing is, man, we got to protect our youth. It doesn't matter the color, man. Hey, we got to protect our youth. A five-year-old kid. And now here in Charlotte, you know, a couple of days ago, a two-year-old kid was shot. But come on, man. I always say it and I'm going to keep saying it. We have to protect our kids. We got to do something about these guns in and out of our city and around the world right now, especially in the United States. We got to do something. But Darius, I hope they, in the words of Burpee, fry your ass up. Fry his ass up, Burpee. Because no parent deserves to bury their child, but no parent deserves what this man's dad got. No parent deserves that. To hear and see your five-year-old son get shot and you got to go hold him in your arms, man, hit the hashtag Larry Matt.
Don't live it.
Power 98 Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Thank you, Mr. Incognito. That's right. We are live into it, getting ready for Burpee as he gets ready for his thoughts.
Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. Fry ass up like a Glock 9. Like a Glock 9. Hey, Burpee, feel a type of way? Yeah. We putting you on blast. Shoot a dummy of the day.
You big dummy shoot.
Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
All right, it's Friday. It's one of my favorite days of the week. It's becoming a crowd favorite, a listener favorite. Larry, shots fired!
They shootin'.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
I say shots fired.
They shootin'.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Okay, first on the list, Daniel Sims. Do y'all know who Daniel Sims is?
No.
You don't know who Daniel Sims is? This is an Alabama man who is trying to not remove his Confederate flag.
Yes, I did see him.
How you gonna put that man on the list, man?
He's not removing the Confederate flag because he said his white ancestors fought in the Civil War, even his granddaddy. Ladies and gentlemen, that might not seem far-fetched from you, but this is a black man who is making these statements. He was adopted by a white family. He even said his grandfather fought in this war. That's a lie because the Civil War ended in 1865. How is your granddaddy fighting in a war that ended in 1865? Ladies and gentlemen, we have found the real life Clayton Bigsby. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots fired!
And I just want to put this out there real quick. Pro-black does not mean anti-white just because anti-white has always... White has always meant anti-black. Shots fired, Larry.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
You know what the hell I'm trying to say. It's a lot of words.
And I'm going to say this to the people that know me and my friends, my so-called friends, because if you're my friend, you got my phone number. If any one of my friends text or call me one more damn time, talk about, look, if we all put in $100, we can come out with $4,000 on the back end. We ain't coming out with nothing. That is a Ponzi scheme. That's why Bernie Madoff in jail. That's why all these other rich people who were stealing folks' money is in jail. I will slap the hell out of the next friend who called me or asked me about that. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom. Doing no susu.
No susu. I ain't doing no damn susu. Burp, I ain't doing nothing.
Have your phone, Burp.
No, hell no. Don't you call me.
You got $100.
Don't you call me, Larry. That's it. That's all I got on this. Nothing else.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Nosy Neighbors, it is 8:20, time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they have been house hunting. They were staying in Tyler Perry's L.A. mansion. Well, the hunt has ended for them. They ended up in Montecito, California. That's where Oprah and like Drew Barrymore and a bunch of other celebrities live. And their house sits behind multiple, not one, but multiple security gates. You can't get to them. Okay. They have 5 acres, 9 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms, a guest house, and of course, a pool. How much did they drop on this new pad? Over $14 million. It's close to 15. It is gorgeous. It is huge. It is amazing. So, shout out to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I don't know if you still call them Prince Harry, though, because they're not royals anymore. I'm still going to call them Prince Harry. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that. 598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know it's a Friday fun day, and on Friday fun day, we started it. We've been rolling with it. You know what it is. You can make a song out of anything. The Madhouse is taking on the challenge. Burpee took the challenge on and brought us in with him. Y'all drop it on his IG inbox. Y'all DM him and challenge him to make a song about anything. Now, last week, what was the challenge, Burp?
Somebody challenged me. They were on your live.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came over to my live to challenge me to make a song about wet noodles.
About wet, like oodles and noodles?
Yeah. So I made a song last week about oodles and noodles. This is a preview of what I did last week.
Let me, hold on.
Jesus.
Don't you see me over here looking for it?
I thought you had it queued up.
There you go, I got it.
You got it queued up now?
Yeah, here you go. If you missed the song last week, of course you can check it out on our website at power98fm.com. But like Burp said, here's a preview. You can make a song out of anything. DJ Larry, Miss Jessica, the Burps. Y'all already know how we do it. We show make a song out of anything. Talk to him, Burpy. Let's do it.
Oodles and noodles. I like my oodles and noodles.
Okay.
Put them in the microwave.
What?
Oodles and noodles. I like my oodles and noodles. I can eat them either way. Oodles and noodles. I like my oodles and noodles. Put them in the microwave. Oodles and noodles. I like my oodles and noodles. Check it out.
Okay.
When you craving them, cut some hot dogs up and put it in them. It gives them flavor. Or bologna, whatever meat you got. Cause beggars can't be choosers. We not cooking out the pot. In the dorm, we didn't have no stove. So I learned how to cook them in the microwave alone.
Mm.
If you feeling fancy, put some Lowry's in your stuff.
What?
But when you broke and cheap, you buy the noodles in the cup.
In the cup.
Chicken shrimp, even chili, they got all kind of flavors. But Maruchan in the pack is the one I call my favorite.
What?
Just as fast as I cook them, when I eat them, they get gone. Noodles so good, Master P got his own. Hit the hook, hold on.
It's the for me. It was the for me. Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. You can make a song out of anything. That's the last week's song. We back at it again this week. Find out what y'all challenged us to make a song out of this week. When we come back, it's Pod 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's a Friday fun day. And you know, on a Friday fun day, we take the challenge of you can make a song out of anything. Y'all challenge Burp. Burp's been back in the lab. And, we're gonna let y'all hear what song he came up with this week. Right after this, St. John and Future Roses. It's Power 98. Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what it is, man. Friday fun day. You can make a song out of anything. So here it is.
Uh-oh.
Burpee been back in the lab. This your fourth one, right?
This is number four.
Number four. So last week they said you was 3 for 3. So you trying to keep your record going.
This one is, you're not gonna expect it.
Okay.
That nobody's gonna expect this type of song.
All right, y'all ready?
I am the Timbo of radio.
You the Timbo, Timbo like Timbaland?
Yeah, like Timbaland. Okay. I'm the Timbo of radio.
All right, so shout out to everybody on my live at I Am No Limit Larry on my Instagram and on my Facebook page. I appreciate y'all for tapping in. They said they ready. They are listening. Here it is. This Friday's You Can Make a Song Out of Anything. You know what it is. It's another madhouse. You can make a song out of anything. Banger. This for our white folk out there listening. We're going to help y'all out today.
Looking at my hands. Don't like what I see. Who dealt me this hand? Why are you sabotaging me?
Why would you do that?
I see a lot of red.
What?
I see a lot of hearts.
Okay.
I see a lot of diamonds. But I only see two black cards. We're playing spades.
Give me that.
We're playing spades.
Did he just renege?
Joker, Joker, do say.
Fuck's me, no.
How do you play?
How we play? How we play?
We are playing spades. I'm counting all my books. This lack of spades has got me shook.
I'm not playing with him.
They think this game is over.
It's over.
Nuh-uh. Guess what? I got the big joker.
Oh,
we're playing spades.
Give me that.
We're playing spades.
Did he just renege?
Joker, joker, deuce, ace.
Books me, no.
How do you play?
How we play? How we play?
We are playing spades.
Yes, sir.
Please don't renege, cause earlier you underbid for us to win. We need two more. There ain't no talking across the board. Got two hands left. Please don't renege, cause earlier you underbid for us to win. We need two more. There ain't no talking across the board.
What
we're
doing?
Playing spades.
Give me that.
We're playing spades.
Did his ass just renege?
Joker, joker, deuce, ace.
Books made, no.
How do you play? Cause we are playing spades.
Let the melody play. And white folks, watch how you say renege. Watch how you say renege. Cause this game can't get you your ass whooped. Ain't no reneggers in here.
Please don't renege. Cause earlier you underbid. We're playing spades.
Give me that.
We're playing spades.
Did you just renege?
Joker, joker, deuce, ace.
Books made, no.
How do you play? Cause we are playing spades.
You can clap along with it. Go ahead. Wave your hands, wave your cards in the air. Wave your hands, wave your cards in the air. Wave your hands, wave your cards in the air. Wave your hands, wave your cards in the air. Break it down. Break it down. Break it down. Break it down.
We are playing spades. We're playing spades.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
EG. Power 98.
We call it a Friday fun day. You can make a song out of anything. If you miss Burpee's brand new song, it's called We Playing Spades. He made a song out of playing spades. Yes, him did. Yes, him did. If you missed the song, we're going to drop it again in a few minutes. So y'all tap in and shout out to everybody on the live and everything tapped in with us right now. Good morning. Who is this on the phone, though?
Good morning. That is crazy. Playing spades. That is silly, man. That's like, you reminded me of Eddie Murphy when he was coming up, man. So whoever made that, they're going to be a real deal.
Good morning. Oh, you must play that again. You just have to play that again. That makes me think about riding a horse. This all makes me want to ride a horse. Playing spades. Come on, play it again, No Limit.
Man, y'all crazy as hell, man. Hey, y'all, he 4 for 4, man. He playing spades. Hey, man, hey, Hey, bro, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all keep a brother laughing every morning, man. Hey, man, y'all be good. Have a good weekend. Be safe, man. All right,
bet. If you missed it, we No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, Chloe and Halle right there. It's called Do It, 8:56, 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 87 degrees, about 73 with sunshine right now. Watch out for those afternoon pop-up showers. You know how they do. They come through, they destroy things, and then they out the way. It might rain on your side of the street, might not even be raining on my side of the street. So that's what we're doing right now weather-wise. But you inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, and you know
yes, sir.
It's a Friday fun day.
Yes, sir.
And on a Friday fun day,
what we do?
You can make a song out of anything.
I can make a song out of anything.
And you might, we drop them every Friday morning at 8:40. Mm-hmm. But if the people say bring it back, we bring it back.
You got to bring it
back. We got to bring it back.
The people want it. You got to give it to them.
So everybody on my live said they went and got somebody so they could hit a song.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they say, well, I want to give somebody so they get a song. Can you drop the song? So tell them what you made a song out of this week, bro.
I was challenged this week to make a song about playing spades. Uh-huh. And they told me to do it, so I did it. I wrote a song about it. I'd like to hear it. Here you go.
You know what it is. It's another madhouse. You can make a song out of anything. Banger. This for our white folk out there listening. We're going to help y'all out today.
Looking at my hands. Don't like what I see. Who dealt me this hand? Why are you sabotaging me?
Why would you do that?
I see a lot of red.
What?
I see a lot of hearts.
Okay.
I see a lot of diamonds. But I only see two black cards. We're playing spades.
Give me that.
We're playing spades.
Did he just renege?
Joker, Joker, do say.
Fucks me, no.
How do you play?
How we play? How we play?
We are playing spades. I'm counting all my books. This lack of spades has got me shook.
I'm not playing with him.
They think this game is over.
It's over.
Nuh-uh. Guess what? I got the big joker.
Oh,
we're playing spades.
Give me that.
We're playing spades.
Did he just renege?
Joker, joker, deuce, ace.
Bucks me, no.
How do you play?
How we play? How we play?
We are playing spades.
Yes, sir.
Please don't renege, cause earlier you underbid for us to win. We need two more. There ain't no talking across the board. Got two hands left. Please don't renege, cause earlier you won the bid for us to win. We need two more. There ain't no talking across the board.
What we
We're
doing?
Playing spades.
Give me that.
We're playing spades.
Did his ass just renege?
Joker, joker, deuce, ace.
Books made, no.
How do you play? Cause we are playing spades.
Let the melody play. And white folks, watch how you say renege. Watch how you say renege. Cause this game can't get you your ass whooped. Ain't no reniggers in here.
Please don't renege. Cause earlier you underbid. We're playing spades.
Give me that.
We're playing spades.
Did you just renege?
Joker, joker, deuce, ace.
Books made, no.
How do you play? Cause we are playing spades.
You can clap along with it. Go ahead. Wave your hands, wave your cards in the air. Wave your hands, wave your cards in the air. Wave your hands, wave your cards in the air. Wave your hands, wave your cards in the air. Break it down. Break it down. Break it down. Break it down.
We are playing spades. We're playing spades.
I was in here grooving. I was
Joker,
like, but listen.
Joker, deuce, ace.
Shia Nicole said, thank you, Jessica. You are definitely representing her.
Shout out to my homeboy, Jante, checking in.
What up, Jante? Hey, man, you can make a song out of anything. If you want to challenge Burpee to make a song out of something, how do they do that, Burp?
Man, send it to me on Instagram in my DM, at IamBurpee. Or you can email it to burpee@power98fm.com. If you have any type of suggestion of a song you want me to make, anything. I can make a song out of anything. I am the Timbo of radio, Larry. I've called myself that.
You gotta be 5 for 5.
No, hell no. 4 for 4 did it. 4 for 4 did it. That's a whole month worth.
I need five. It's a long month. Some months got 5 weeks in it. I need 5.
We're playing Spade.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folk.
What do you have to say?
Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Miss Jessica, that Madhouse question of the day. What we talking about?
We're asking you, what is the best game to play at a cookout?
My boy D. Brown said horseshoes. Meek Melly said Uno. Devon Dier said spades. Miss Hemby said spades. Kim Yadu said killer. Yeah, I heard of the killer game, but I don't forget how it go.
How do you play that?
It's like you tell a story about
the killer.
Yeah, you gotta figure out who the killer is.
Whoa, hold on. That sounds like Clue.
Nah, but it's called killer in the black community.
No, it's the way that you do it. Like, yeah. Somebody is making a face or something, and everybody has their head down or something like that. They're not looking at whoever the killer is, but the killer will do something, like stick their tongue out.
Yeah.
If you catch the killer sticking their tongue out, then you become the killer. Something along those lines.
I forgot how to play, but I played it a long time ago, and the last one was cornhole.
That's what sounds interesting.
Said. Yeah, father of kings _42 said cornhole.
So I got a lot of spades.
Yeah.
Definitely that one.
Playing spades.
My homeboy Ryan Blastingame says bones. Which is
dominoes. Yeah.
I got cornhole. Mm. And that's someone who put bag toss, which I think is cornhole. Maybe it's a different name for it, unless it's a different type of game.
It's cornhole. They didn't know what the hell they meant.
but it might be a different game.
Bag toss.
I also got horseshoes. Someone said that their grandmother would say that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Uno, Jenga. I got, you know, those games too.
I got spades. DJ Shark said spades for the old heads, craps for the youngins out back behind the shed.
I'll bite.
James Berry said, is this a cookout? Is this a family cookout with the little eyes? Sir, don't be creepy. Don't make this creepy. I got cornhole and talk. I got bid whist. I got a lot of bid whist and taboo.
I got how I go get it.
You know what game they would always play at my family get-togethers? Pinochle.
Pinochle. Or Pequino.
Pinochle. Or Pequino. Yeah. But they definitely always play Pinochle.
My family play Pinochle and Pequino.
Oh, they play Pinochle heavy.
They quarters too. They got quarters in the
Crown Royal bag.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They do that. But black people gonna play for some money for something.
I played that with the Curs. I had never played that.
Play what?
Pinochle with the Curs.
You played Pinochle before?
With them, yeah.
Really?
They taught me how to play.
I've
never learned how to play Pinochle, which is strange because
I still don't know how to play.
I don't like the name Pinochle. it just don't sit well with me in my spirit.
You don't want to play a game called Pinochle.
You don't want to play no game called Pinochle?
Pinochle.
Burpee, you don't want to play with your Pinochle.
See, that's why I don't like
it.
When
you pop them nuts, make it look like you play Pinochle.
Ew.
Burpee, you look like somebody been playing with your Pinochle.
No. I don't do Pinochle.
Y'all would like to see a video of Burpee popping these nuts into his mouth. Go to my Instagram page, at Hey Miss Jessica. I'll put it back up on my story.
He was popping it like he was popping that Pinochle.
Oh, man, he popping them nuts in his mouth, back to back to back. Nut here.
Them honey roasted to peanuts. I'm gonna die over here. Ain't nobody trying to give me the Heimlich or nothing.
Nah, you put that. It was your fault you putting too many nuts in your mouth at one time.
You got too many nuts in your mouth.
We gotta check
the mouth. You put them nuts, baby, in your mouth.
We gotta check. I'm not doing this with y'all.
We gotta check the man out for 7 2 7.
Okay, got them nuts in here, putting them in his mouth. I feel like you should do that in private, baby.
We're playing spades. We're playing spades. Joker, Joker, Deuce, Ace. We're playing spades.
therapy, man. Oh my God, man. That's a hit, man. I love it. We're playing spades. Jukka, jukka, deuce, ace. I like that hook, man. I like that hook. Morning, man. House, y'all on the ball. Y'all on the one. Fun Friday. I love it, love it, love it, love y'all.
Ooh, Morning Mad House. The best game to play at a family gathering or a picnic is that doggone stays a bit with, so I can run that Boston or get that 10 on my friend. But, Burpee, when you going to make a song about this entanglement, me and Mr. What the Hell Guy? We need a song for our entanglement. Is it How the Sausage or His Pig in the Blanket? Ooh.
This is Mr. What the Hell Acorn. Shut your dumb ass up. And no limit, drop that link off to my wife's salon when you go see Darius the Barber today. And Miss Jessica, don't no real man play like Michael B. Jordan and his assistant. That's an automatic ass whooping. Don't nobody play like that. And he really don't be playing. He be serious. Is that Toodle's old mad ass. And Mr. Lee, rest in peace. You missed and will continue to be missed. Mr. Lee, don't be in heaven harassing them Horner buns and them lady mans.
Oh, appreciate that, Mr. What the Hell, for you giving me permission to drop off a link to your wife. I got you. I'm sure going to drop off a link to your wife when I go over there by the barbershop today. She can get all this link she wants.
Oh, okay.
He told me to go drop the link off, Burp.
He did.
I'm going to drop it off.
Give him some nuts to take.
Shut up, Jessica.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
I'm going to make sure she get the link, big dog. I'm going to make sure she get all the link.
What the hell is going on here?
Here goes the neighborhood.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door here. Time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, August 14th. Well, we now know what John Legend and Chrissy Teigen have been doing during this quarantine. Word is the couple are expecting baby number 3. In a video for John's song Wild, it was suggested that people stick around for a surprise at the end. Well, at the end of the video, John is holding Chrissy from the back as they cradle her belly. No due date was announced. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You know what he doing. He need to make a song called I Left It In Now.
Cardi B spent a pretty penny to make sure that the crew on her WAP video shoot were all safe. Word is the rapper spent $100,000 on COVID tests. She went on to say that the scariest part of the shoot wasn't the COVID possibility, but the scene with the snakes. She says, I was naked on one of them, and one of them peed all on me.
Snakes pee?
I didn't know that either, bro.
I didn't know the snakes pee either,
I mean, I guess they got to, but I ain't know that. They gonna pee on you? I know they hiss, but I ain't know they pee on you.
Yeah, she said it peed all over. She says, as far as the controversy about the song, she says, I knew it was gonna have a big impact, I guess, because of me and Megan, but I didn't know it was gonna be so controversial. I never expected conservatives and Republicans were gonna be talking about the song. She says she's not mad at it either. Hmm. She's like, keep talking.
Keep
only
going.
Does numbers for us.
Keep going.
Yeah. Remember earlier this week when I told you all about Nick Cannon suing Viacom CBS for $1.5 billion? Yes, billion with a B. Well, Nick says it's fake news. His people say that a lawsuit is the furthest thing from his mind, and he is more focused on bringing people together.
Mm.
No lawsuit from Nick Cannon.
Oh, okay. They must tell them they were going to sell.
Let me ask you this. let me ask you this, Burp.
Uh-oh.
Because the reason why I'm asking you this is because you've been on Wildin' Out.
Mm-hmm.
If Wildin' Out comes back,
mm-hmm.
not with Nick having anything to do it, mm-hmm. do you still do Wildin' Out?
That's a tough question. But if they ask me to, I think the answer would be yes.
Ooh. Dang. He ain't got no loyalty. What about your homeboy? What about supporting the black man?
The reason I answer it like that is because knowing background information, I know who they're trying to give the show to. So that's why I would say yes, but I would feel some kind of way because Nick isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But because I know who they're trying to give the show to.
I don't think that you would be alone in it, Bert. I mean, I don't know, I wouldn't be. I think there would be a lot of people out there that.
I think if it were, if I was a more seasoned cast member, then I think they would be like, "Nah, I'm cool," because Nick was the one who pretty much ushered them in.
Yeah,
but because I wasn't there,
created the show though.
He did create the show, but because I wasn't there long,
I mean, you said seasoned cast members
like Carlos, Chico, Hitman Holler, Conceited, all of them, all those guys who've been there 7+ seasons.
You don't think that they would do it without?
I don't think
Nick.
They would. I don't think they would.
Okay. All right.
Because they're good. That's not insider information. That's just me speaking. I don't think they would do that.
I've just seen that question come up, and we saw when it actually happened. So many cast members that were coming out in support of Nick and saying we ride for Nick, and you know, it would be very, very petty, but very, very possible for Viacom to say, "Oh, okay, cool," you know. Let's give it to somebody else.
I don't think it would last, to be honest with you. If it came out without Nick, I don't think it would last.
Mm. Well, happy birthday to Halle Berry, Marseille Martin, and Magic Johnson. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.